The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net.
What is up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Call Her Daddy is to become an exclusive with Spotify from July the 21st, moving away from Barstool Sports. Spotify gets the back catalogue too. The deal is reportedly worth $60 million. Variety says that makes it the biggest exclusive deal for a woman-led podcast to date. Apple Podcasts fully launched Apple Podcast subscriptions and channels. Their release contains a number of partners, including many from across the world, like Sony Music Entertainment, who've launched a number of new channels as a mix of Uninterrupted, Plus, and Extra branding for their offerings. Fox News Podcasts Plus has launched, if you're into that sort of thing. Anyway, it's a channel offering exclusive content, along with commercial-free episodes. And in many ways, the original subscription service for podcasts, Luminary, has also launched a subscription channel on Apple Podcasts, which means that the company's podcasts are, for the first time, available globally. New EU copyright rules went into law on June the 7th that affect podcast hosting companies. Article 17 of the Copyright Directive changes the way that safe harbor rules work. In an email to their customers, Acast says the new law shifts responsibility for any copyright infringement by any podcast shared via Acast directly onto Acast under certain conditions. AudioBurst has released a survey showing that users crave podcasts in apps. The company powers a product that allows podcasts to be added to apps. Deezer has launched Deezer for Creators, an app containing data and analysis on podcasts and music on the platform. While the website's still there, Capiche FM, a podcast host, closed yesterday. The developers are focusing on Racket, a short-form audio blogging app. The Melbourne Podcast Festival 2021 has been announced, 3 days of live recording for more than 25 of Australia's finest podcasts, not this one. Entail has won an award for the best AI product in entertainment from CogX. The company's posted details on how they use AI. If you want a free peak clipping plugin, the T-Rack S Classic Clipper is free until June the 29th. The hoops to jump through are in our show notes in our newsletter today. The other day we reported on Frequency Media in Atlanta being concerned about a new company, Frequency Inc., popping up with the same name. Ryan Stiles, the co-founder of Frequency, tells Pod News, "We don't see any conflict, so that's okay then." And in podcast news, the Pop Culture Show has joined Pioneer, a talent network consultancy. Christopher Biggins is to host a podcast of his own, Show and Tell. He's a UK media personality, I guess. A crime show on Spotify tells the story of the rise and fall of the South East London MMA fighter Lee Murray, who pulled off one of the biggest bank heists ever. Win or lose, sink or swim, one thing is certain, he'll never give in. Disgraceland is back for season 8 and focuses on ex-Beatle Paul McCartney, who might appear a nice bloke, but has spent time in prison, famously broke up with John Lennon, and Paul's dead anyway, as we all know. It's exclusive to Amazon Music. For Pride Month, come out wherever you are speaks with guests across Australia's gender and sexual spectrum to learn about their unique experiences and understand what it's like to come out for the first time and every time after that. Imposters is new from the Telegraph in the UK, which hears from high profile women about their experiences of feeling inadequate while being at the top of their game. And Cast Media's The Opportunist has launched season 2. The first season of the true crime podcast hit 1 million downloads within the first 30 days of release. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.